Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. I'm local news stories. California has surpassed New York for most coronavirus cases in the country. KLW's Ben Trefney reports.
The state reports more than 409,000 infections after setting a record Tuesday for the state's most confirmed new cases in a single day since the start of the pandemic. The surge of cases comes as California reopened much of its economy in May. Since then, Governor Gavin Newsom has ordered statewide shutdowns for bars and indoor dining on virtually every large county and some small ones where the outbreak is most severe. He's also imposed tougher restrictions, including bans on indoor worship services and in-person instruction at schools. But New York still has by far the most coronavirus-related deaths in the country, with more than 32,500. That's four times more than have died in California. But California's cases have steadily climbed, with the state confirming 12,807 new cases on Tuesday, the highest single-day total since the start of the pandemic. California initially succeeded in slowing the spread of the virus, but the state has had a sharp reversal, with COVID-19 infection rates climbing sharply in recent weeks. Throughout May and June, California reopened much of its economy, and people resumed shopping in stores and dining in restaurants. The extent of reopening was evident in data that showed California's unemployment rate fell in June, as the state added a record 558,000 jobs. But infections began to surge. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.
Homeless people in the East Bay may be entitled to compensation for belongings confiscated during unannounced cleanup sweeps. KLW's Sarah Lee Sterling reports.
If your stuff was removed by an East Bay cleanup crew between 2014 and 2019, Caltrans may owe you money. That's because nonprofit advocates filed a class action lawsuit on behalf of the homeless in 2016, claiming Caltrans violated their Fourth Amendment rights. Instead of duking it out in court, though, Caltrans and the advocates agreed to settle. In February, an Alameda County Superior Court judge approved a $2 million settlement against the agency, including $1.3 million to people who had their property destroyed. If you're one of those people, you may be entitled to $200 to $5,500. The settlement also requires Caltrans to post notices 48 hours before future sweeps. The claim filing process opened up last week, and the settlement is in effect for 7 years. In Los Gatos, I'm Sarah Lee Sterling, KALW News.
Ethnic and social justice studies will join English and science courses as graduation requirements at California State University. KALW's Ben Trefney reports.
The Board of Trustees at the nation's largest four-year public university system approved the idea yesterday. The change made amid the national reckoning over racism and police brutality will take effect in 3 years and represents the first change to the school's general education curriculum in over 40 years. Meanwhile, the state legislature is currently considering a bill to require ethnic studies at Cal State schools also. It's a more narrowly focused proposal that would not count social justice classes and, if passed, it would overrule the action by the CSU board. The board's plan approved yesterday allows students to choose from a wide array of ethnic studies topics to fulfill the course requirement. It lets students take courses on social justice that explore issues such as the criminal justice system and public health disparities. The legislature's bill was authored by Assemblywoman Shirley Weber, a San Diego Democrat and former professor. Her bill would take effect in the 2021-2022 academic year and require students to take one course focusing on Native Americans, African Americans, Asian Americans, or Latina and Latino Americans. The university's plan would cost $3 to $4 million, while the legislature's bill is estimated to need $16 million for implementation. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Thurmond, who sits on the Cal State Board, voted against the proposal. So did Trustee Latifah Simon, who called the school's proposal exhaustive and thoughtful, but voted against it, saying its broad social justice approach might allow students to essentially skip ethnic studies curricula. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.
Many false and misleading claims on social media say that wearing a face mask can be harmful to one's health. Cap Radio's PolitiFact California reporter Chris Nichols examined one such allegation that spread widely on Facebook.
This unfounded claim said that people are checking into the ER with fungal lung infections, all due to wearing a face covering to slow COVID-19. And this wasn't just any Facebook post. It was shared 17,000 times and viewed by hundreds of thousands over the holiday weekend. We checked with regional, statewide, and national emergency physician groups. Not a single one said they'd seen any evidence to support the claim. In fact, health experts recommend wearing face coverings when you can't keep a safe distance, which is now a state requirement. Doctors also say there's no evidence whatsoever that wearing a standard mask is harmful. In the end, we found this post about people going to the ER with lung infections due to masks is just another bogus claim on Facebook. We rated it false. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.